I'm joined by David Martin, MBE, who is the Secretary of Banstead Rotary. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Now, you've been really busy. I know the pandemic has given you a few curveballs this year, but you have not been defeated by it whatsoever. First and foremost, the local schools have got their Christmas trees.
Yes, on Friday morning, we were lucky enough to get hold of the Christmas trees and deliver them to each of the 7 schools in Banstead. So they're ready and setting up ready for Christmas.
Fantastic. Now, how are you going to do your fundraising over the Christmas period? Because obviously the pandemic, as we said, has made things a little bit more difficult this year in socially distancing. Tell us about what your plans are.
As you appreciate that Santa's not able to go around the streets, we normally go around the streets with Santa on his sleigh and play Christmas carols there, but he can't go around this year. So what we've decided to do is to actually run an internet-style collection. And if you go into Banstead Rotary website, there you'll see a link to it. Each year we collect around about £10,000 from the very generous people of Banstead, but this year we're unable to get that money. A lot of the charities that we support, there's about 18 local charities, are also very, very hard pressed for money this year because they've been unable to collect their monies and they're in real difficulties. So it's quite important that we actually support our local charities with this collection that is just online through Virgin Money Giving.
Those charities such as Age Concern and Banstead, the Beacon School, Homestart, Epsom and Yule Food Bank.
Well, Age Concern and Discover and Homestart, actually, we've been speaking to them over on Zoom, as it were, and they've been telling us how much work they've been doing. And we've been able to actually support them in some of the work whilst it's been closed down. So, yes, they're still working, but they are still very hard pressed for funds running into the new year.
Now, I also understand that despite the pandemic and social distancing, the Banstead Christmas lights and Christmas tree were turned on Monday, which is a real achievement. So well done, Banstead Rotary Club. I also understand you had a very special guest who arrived in secret. Is that correct?
Yes, we managed to get Santa to come out on Monday evening to switch the lights on. But it had to be secret because of all of the COVID regulations running at the moment. But we managed to take a video of him switching the lights on and saying hello to everybody. And that's been published on the social media and on our website at banstedrotary.com.
Fantastic. And you've really embraced social media during the pandemic. I know you've got a Facebook page and Twitter, so everybody can have a look on those to see Santa turning those Christmas lights on. And also, I understand that children might actually be able to see him socially distanced, but a little bit later into December. Is that correct?
Indeed. We're very fortunate to actually have made arrangements and providing Santa's OK, he will be out on Saturday the 5th of December and Friday the 11th of December between about 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Waitrose in Banstead High Street. And he will be there socially distanced, unfortunately, but he will be there to say hello to the children and say hello to the adults, the bigger children as well.
And people can look for updates on those visits to Santa on your social media pages, I understand. David Martin, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Good luck with everything and your fundraising over the Christmas and festive period. Give our love to Santa when you see him in December. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed for having me. And I do hope you and all your listeners have a good Christmas as well.